100 shopping days till bankruptcy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The big car companies have got a three-month loan, and if they can't figure out a way to make money by then, they go bankrupt. Detroit has 3 months to excite people about its cars. But what's their argument been so far? That it's our fault. That Americans fail to understand that their cars are just as good as the foreign cars. They're trying to reason with us. Well, Americans don't buy things based on reason. We have to fall in love. You guys have to come up with something that persuades us in the middle of a recession to replace a perfectly good foreign car. Sounds hopeless, I know. But you can do it. Why? Because most of those cars have a fundamental flaw. They rely on gasoline. They rely on a fuel which we have come to hate. A fuel which could cost $4.25 one moment, $1.50 the next. A fuel which can be cut off by sheikhs and hijacked by Somalians. A fuel which, in short, makes us feel dependent. Help us be independent. But Dave, they're working on the plug-in car. Yes, but it's a year off and it's going to cost $40,000. Get it in the showrooms by summer for $20,000. Americans are desperate to give up gas. Help us. Make it impossible for us not to buy your product. Other companies do it. Look at Burger King. Burger King sells burgers like everybody else, but I see today that they're also selling a new men's body spray called Flame, which makes you smell like you've just been flame broiled. Now every time a man sweats, he smells like lunch. That's how you get people in the door. So, if you can't speed up the plug-in car, at least make a car that smells like a Whopper. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.